Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Among all the energy bills on Capitol Hill is a House measure that will provide tax breaks to homeowners who put small wind turbines in their backyards. And it would follow the lead of some states which already subsidize home wind power. One of these is California, where homeowner Denise Cooley has put up small wind turbines at each of two houses she owns in San Bernardino, east of Los Angeles. And she's on the line. Ms. Cooley, tell me, how's the wind blowing out there today?
Today?
Yeah.
Actually, not that good. There's hardly any current at all, but that's okay, because there's other days when it makes up for it.
So tell me what you can see out your window. I'm wondering if you can see the turbine.
Oh, yeah. It's only about 50 feet from the house. My house right now, I live on a ledge, and having a windmill up on the top portion is the best location to where I can get the best current. The higher up it is, the better consumption that you get.
So this is about a 10-kilowatt generator, I gather. And how much power do you get over the course of a year?
It typically ranges about 12 to 13,000 kilowatts.
So how much of your energy needs do you meet with your wind turbine?
Actually, it's 100%. It balances out. Some months are slow and some are excessive. And so at the end of the year, you look at it and last year, I only had a $15 bill, and that was for being connected to the Edison grid.
And before you had a wind turbine, how much was your annual bill for electricity?
I don't know annually. I know monthly I would pay about $300 to $400 a month in electric alone.
And what do you use in your house?
The house right now is around 4,000 square foot.
4,000 square feet? That's a big house.
It's a big house. And that's what's so nice about it is that I'm able to generate enough wind current and enough kilowatts that the house will consume the same amount and it is levels out. It's a wash.
So you have two wind turbines.
Well, I have the one on my first house that is for sale, and then I have one on my current house. And as I was designing this house, I made sure that I switched the water heaters over to electric, and I put in as many ceiling fans as I could. And then on the stovetop and different things that might have been propane, I could switch to electric.
And so far, the system you put in your new house is covering everything that you need?
It covers everything. I still pay about $1.73 a month to be connected to the Edison grid and to be able to enjoy this wonderful opportunity.
So a lot of people think about getting windmills. What motivated you to make the decision to actually do this?
Well, you look in your yard and you might have a toy or a car or a boat, and that might be about $25,000. And so in the windmill, after the rebates, is about the same price. So we just projected out, you know, how long it would take to get that money back, and then after that period, you're getting even more back. So why not invest into your own home? They say your principal residence is your best investment you'll ever make. So knowing that and wanting to keep the cost down and be conservative, you just know that it's a right decision.
How much did the system cost, and how much did the state cover?
Originally, the system was about $44,000, $45,000. In the last couple years, the prices of material and everything has gone up. So my first one, I paid about 45%, 50% of that, so it came to about $24,000. My second one, I paid about $26,000, $27,000.
Now, right now on Capitol Hill, the federal government is looking at a bill that would give tax credits to folks who put up residential wind energy projects. How much of a good or bad idea do you think this is?
Oh, no, it's excellent. If it wasn't for the rebates and it helping out with the majority of the cost, then people wouldn't be able to do it because they're not going to be in that house for 20, 30 years to where they're going to want to invest in that.
Now, when you put up a wind turbine in a neighborhood, the neighbors might have objected. Did any of them object? And what did you say to them?
A couple would stop, and they would pretend like they wanted to get educated and ask me questions about it, and then they would stop and say, oh, we just wanted to see how loud and noisy and annoying it was. And so for them, they just already had the mindset that they didn't like it, and that was okay. But then I had other neighbors asking intelligent questions and wanting to see the inverter and watch my meter run backwards because they thought that that was impossible. You hear about it all the time, but if you can see something for your own eyes, it makes more sense.
Denise Cooley, thank you so much for taking this time with me today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Later in the program, the energy crunch stimulates drilling in the wilds of Colorado. That's coming up on Living on Earth.